نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر All praise due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Today is the 26th of Jumad al-Akhirah 1446 And this is our last talk now And sometime in the morning will be Nashta, then Rasta We'll have breakfast and then we go back inshaAllah So whenever the Sahaba radiallahu anhu would meet, one day, 2 days, 3 days, and now the time came for them to depart. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah, I spoke to you last night a little bit about Syria. If you go to Maqabir al-Sufiya, the graveyard cemetery of the pious people, awliyaullah, Sufis, so one side you will see Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah buried, And on the other side, you will find Ibn Kathir, the great scholar of Tafsir. So in Tafsir, Ibn Kathir is written under the verse in Surah Wal-Asr, Surah 103, comprising three verses. When Sahaba, now is time for them to go, they would read and recite to one another, Wal-Asr, Innal insana lafi khusr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ So you must do four functions and I will continue with my four duties. And then they would separate and depart. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza and then his father passed away when he was 2 years old. Then his mother sat in iddat. Then he was yatim. And then 2.5 years old, his family decided to make hijrah from Gaza to come to Makkah. And then he grew up in Makkah. His first teacher was an African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. At the age of 7, he became Hafiz already. At the age of 10, he by heart had Mu'tama Malik already. At the age of 13, kana yudarrisu fil haram al-Makki. At the age of 13, he was a ustad and lecturer already in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, his honorable ustad, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, the African, told him, You, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, you are a genius. Wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. So in Makkah, he gave him permission that verbally he could start issuing fatwa and verdicts at the age of 15. So what a genius there. So all this we should remember. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, لو فرضنا, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if Allah Jalla wa'ala did not reveal any surah, any verse in the noble Quran, except this one surah, Surah wal-Asr, it would have sufficed for the hidayat and guidance of humanity. Imagine. 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, 114 surahs and chapters. Those of you Hafiz, those of you Imams, now you are going to make, you understand, prepare for Taraweeh and so forth, 2 months and few days. Ramadan Mubarak will start. So now already you start making muraja'ah, what we call door, to start reading to one another. So remember that. How many rukus there are in the Quran Sharif? 540. So 20 rakat salat, so 20 ruku. Every rakat you read, one ruku. So 20 rakat, 20 ruku. So then you will complete on the 27th night. And according to majority sahaba, majority scholars, that was and is will always be Laylatul Qadr. We can't say 100%. But you can say 70-80% inshaAllah. So everything such wisdom there is. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku in the Noble Quran. So let's give you now till Ishraq time, inshallah. It's half an hour. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Walla Asri. Everywhere in the Quran Sharif where you find a waw and it's entering on a noun, and the last letter of that noun is a kasra, is a zair, that waw is for qasam. Wal fajri, fajr time now. It's still fajr. Allah is taking a qasam. Wal asri, asr time. Or the general connotation, time itself. Wal shamsi, wal qamari, wal nahari, wal layli, wal samai, wal ardi. The whole surah basically is all qasam. Our honorable ustad from Syria, from Halab, Aleppo, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, I spoke to you yesterday about him. So he wrote more than 10-12 tafsir of the noble Quran. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not just to finish the Quran Sharif, the aim is to finish our life in the service of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and Deen of Islam. So the last breath we must be busy. So that is what Islam wants in you. Complete devotion, dedication. So Ustad Sheikh Sabuni writes in his tafsir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So remember, ذِي شَعْنٍ. That Allah Jalla Wala only takes an oath on that which is very significant, very important. Wala asr, zamana ka qasam. So you can say asr time, Allah is taking qasam. Why? Asr time we caught up in our work, caught up in traffic, or like you and me, you sleep in the afternoon. So something and something. Therefore asr salat is a big test, like fajr salat. Who will wake up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, depending where you are and so forth? Big test. Then if you take that meaning, asr, so asr time. If you take general connotation, time. Why time? Time is like the container. You see, you take a glass, you take a cup. So anything you take, so this is now the glass, the container. So in this glass container, you can pour zamzam in it, or Allah forbid, you can pour alcohol in it. So either we do good things, or either we get involved in vices and sins. Allah gave us the choice. Now we must choose the right. Wala asr. Anything we do is always time related. You got married. See Maulana Mufti Sahib, your imam. Yesterday Isha time, he said, I have to go. I said, go, go Maulana. He said, I'm just married now. So I told him, sururu shahrin, better go quickly. Now again he whispered in my ear. Say, wife, I say, go, go, go. Assalamu alaikum. So say, in our mehman, we say, Bairi Nara Steven Nita Bo Damalti, you know, you understand? So the wife get upset and big problems, you know, and this a newly married guy, you see. I gave you the whole definition of marriage yesterday there in Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad, mashallah, ye Masjid Khalid bin Walid. Sururu shahrin, 1 month's happiness. Luzumu maharin, you must pay your mahar. The record they paid, 186,500 zen. In my life I never performed a nikah with such expensive mahar, you see. You know, we're in special places, we don't know what's going on. And then, humumu daharin. So then, marriage is partnership. So your wife is now happy, you must be happy. Wife is a little bit sick, so you also must be worried and concerned. You can't be laughing, yeah, you're sick. No, it's a partnership, not a dictatorship. Kusuru zaharin, and then you married like us now, 30, 40, 50 years old. So already, then you already go kusuru zaharin. Then you start your hunchback. Vako varivane. You start going in ruku, you see, and this type of thing. And then you mustn't be so happy, so happy. See, Sayyidina Ali was a master of the Arabic language, linguist par excellence. So everyone, he ended on a ra. Sururu shaharin, wa luzumu maharin, wa humumu daharin, wa kusuru zaharin. Ending, wa nuzulu qabarin. And then we pass away, and then they bury us in the grave. So now we go. So anything you do is time related. We came here, Haji Ahmed Abdi, my brother, Allah jazawullah khair. I'm very happy. I saw so many things that I never knew, understood. So many programs in limited time we did. So alhamdulillah, people benefit. So anything, you get married, you buy a car, you buy a laptop, you buy a cell phone, is time related. This wal asr al muallimul kabir. Time is a great teacher of humanity. In English you use the word, in a hindsight. I should not have bought that car, I should have bought that car. I should not have opened that factory or shop, I should have opened that. That decision I made, but Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, hadith, Mishkat Sharif ibn Majah, don't say low, 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 if, yaftahu baba shaitan. Too much if I did this, if I did this, it opened the doors of shaitan, it's finished now. So beg Allah in future, you make the right decision. You see? So now anytime you guys, you Suleiman, now Suleiman is a big shot here. So you must say, I know one, two brothers here, I'll take his name. So remember that Suleiman now is a big shot, must he buy this building or that building? So now what you must do? Just read. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, finish your decision is made. Allahumma khirli khara khire. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Allahumma khirli. First time I went to from here, South Africa to overseas. So I went from here to Malawi, SAA, everything good. Then I went, you must remember, for Air Malawi. The time was Malawi Airlines. From there to Nairobi. We just took off all that, then they told us there were big problems. The plane is losing pressure and the plane is going down. There was on Dokrat with me, he's also first time traveling overseas. So he passed away, Bichara Iqbal. So make dua for him also. So I told him, Iqbal, forget all this Karachi, better start reading Kalima. We're going here into Lake Malawi, Kalas, end of the story now. So this and all that. I know it's a long story. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, somehow they managed to bring the plane back, you see. I knew a little bit Urdu that time. 12th of March, Monday, 1974. 50 years ago and more. So that lady, she thought we're going in the Concorde. She said, that much Urdu I understood, Hindu lady. She said, Nairobi itni jaldi aa gayi. We came back to the airport there, Blantyre. She thought we landed there in Nairobi. She thought maybe we're going in a Concorde or something, you know. So this guy. So this for Sheikh, I no more travel with Malawi Airlines. We nearly went in Sakarat one time, it's enough now, you understand? And this type of thing. Where are we going to go again, you understand? So a lot of problems. So wal asri, anything you do, time. So I'm telling you, by Suleiman, you, your brothers, you want to make decision in life. Must I get married to this lady? Must I buy this car, that car? Must I buy this cell phone, that cell phone? Must I buy this, must I buy that? Whatever, just less than a minute, your answer is done. Allahumma khirli, wakhtarli. Ya Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Whatever comes in your heart, that's your answer. You don't have to go and sleep and dream, and that's all not mentioned in the hadith all that. That is just suggestion, opinion of ulama. So sometimes we confuse our sharia. What the sharia teaches us, simple. If you want to read 2 rakat salat, if you don't want to, don't worry. Just say, sometimes people phone you, by, I got the parcel, you want it or not? You say, no, I'm going to make wuzu, then I'm going to read 2 rakat. You say, just forget it. I'll get somebody else. So read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. And whatever comes in your heart, finish, that's your decision. Then you make the right decision. You see? So you must remember that is easy way. So wala asri. Always wonder, ponder. Okay. The Sufis, the awliyaullah, apt example for now for us in South Africa. It's summertime now, and you're not like me. Ekas otek zingni kotni. I'm old, I don't drink cold. I'm old, I don't drink cold, you know. Afrikaans, ekas otek zingni kot. I must have warm, you know, old man. So, you all love cold things. So, in the juice, in the water, in the cold drink, you put the cube of ice. So, look at that cube of ice. That is the tafsir of wal asr. Every minute, every moment, every second is shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. Quran, now come to hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties, majority of the people, they squander it and they waste it. Which are the two bounties? As-sihha, this health Allah has blessed us. What we do? We just kill time and waste time and this thing. And wal-faragh, this leisure time Allah gave us. What are we going to do with this holidays? You got 1 week left, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. What are you going to do? Majority, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they waste the health Allah gave them and they kill the time which waste time with them. Think properly. See, I teach you 2-3 lessons. All of you must be wide awake. Don't sleep. Just now, this non-Muslim told us was Christmas. Did you analyze Christmas? I challenged the Pope, I challenged the priest, I challenged the pastor, all of them. I say, you're taking your followers and your millions and billions, all making them fools, and you're making them idiots actually. You know Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place in summer in Palestine. Now it's midwinter there. I was there in 92 in mud. We went 5 times to Palestine. 3 times to Syria, all with Allah's help and mercy. So how can you say he was born in, he must remember, in winter in Palestine? Now it's winter. So the Quran says, Surah 19, Surah Maryam, verses 24, 25, Tusaqit alayki rutaban janiyya, the fresh dates, they fall down. Sayyidah Maryam will just tap the tree, shake it, and the fresh rutab will fall in summer, not in winter. The Bible, go look in Luke, L-U-K-E, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. In there it's mentioned that the shepherds were taking out their flock and going to graze and for grazing. If they take them out in winter, they will die, or the animals will die, or both will die. So all this shows it can never be in winter. It was in summer. So remember that. So therefore, they can't prove from any book, authentic or scripture, that Isa alayhi salam birth Mubarak. If you think I'm making stories, you got phones, Google it. 1647. Remember the Puritan Parliament of Britain, England, it banned Christmas celebrations and said it's a pagan custom. It has got nothing to do with Christianity. And they banned it for 13 years, Christmas. In Scotland, they banned it for 400 years, Christmas celebration. But we as Muslims, we want to wish them well. Now, how you justify that? Nivayar, Wednesday, they will tell you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then in New Year, the wine, dine, and swine will start now, you see. So the big jowl and the party for 2025 will start. 1st January 2001, I had to go for Tarawih to America. So we visited all this White House and United Nations. And this. So I was in a place called Hagerstown, myself, my wife, Medina to Hajar, after Sayyidah Hajar. You say Hajar, Hajara, both. So from there to the White House was just 45 minutes, 1 hour maximum. But to Camp David was 15 minutes. So this guy, Wajid Bhai. So now it's all left-hand drive business there. So we got no license and all this from America. So they kept the car for me and the driver for me. So I told him, Wajid Bhai, mujhe jana hai. I have to go. He said, kaha jana hai? I said, chalo Camp David chalte hai. He's Huzoor Ali broke. He said, I'm here 40 years, not one day. I went to Camp David. You come last week, you're going to go Camp David. I said, chalo, chalte, nothing will happen. He was very frightened. So he's driving, I'm there, my wife. So we go Camp David. So you could see the man is shaking, you know. And it's cold, December time. So 2001, I was there in Niagara Falls, there in Canada. So anyway, when we reached there, then one boy said, if you pass here, then they will start shooting. So then I told him, now you take U-turn and we better go from here now. So we didn't allow us there.
So what, that time was very good before 9/11, you go anywhere, nobody troubles you. Ah, things change and all that. So when I was there, January 2001, I saw Niagara Falls in summer. I went twice to America, Canada, that time. So anyway, so then I had to show my wife. You know how cold it was, minus 20 degrees, plus minus. I think we just spent 5 minutes there and we ran away from there. Where we used to all this, you understand? Yeah, minus 5, minus 6, minus 7, we did die. Minus 20 degrees, plus minus 19, 20 degrees. So remember, it was terrible, but it was magnificent to see. The water is not flowing, it's all ice, everything. So that is the, you see, that is how they celebrate. But when you're walking, you just see bottles and bottles and bottles, alcohol, wine, dine and swine. That is their culture. So yeah, we must remember, well, Asri, take New Year. What's your date today? What you will say is the date today? Gregorian calendar. 28th, is it? December. Correct? It's correct, isn't it? 28th, December. Write it down, 28/12/24. Right? So you must ask them, what is the meaning of December des? Des means 10. What's the meaning of November nov? Nov means 9. What's the meaning of October oct? Means 8. What's the meaning of September? If you study Latin, you will know that. So how come you calling it December? But December, the meaning means 10, but you writing 12. It shows that the name and the number are not corresponding with one another. There is no smoke with the fire. Dal mein kuch kala hai, in Urdu they say. Something is wrong, going wrong. So your new year started on the 1st of March, not 1st January. Then your calendar is right. So you only got 10 months. So then December is the 10th month, November 9th month, October 8th month, September 7th month, like that. Then a Pope came. The Pope also, no hope for the Pope. So Pope Gregory came, the Pope running around with the idol. Then what is left? So the idol he was running around was Janus, J-A-N-U-S. Janus got two faces. One face of good and one face of evil. So he said, no, we must change this calendar. Pope Gregory, Gregorian calendar. You got it now? And the first month must be Janus, January, dedicated to the idol. So he brought it about. February, another idol, another zigzag. Still is not right, till today is not right. So you see that poor guy, or lady, or whoever, she or he is born on 29th February, the leap year. Now he says he's 40 years old. So I asked him, how many birthdays you made? So now he knows he's caught up, he'll say 10 birthdays. So how come you say you're 40 years old? Because they love birthday, we don't have birthday. So, but you only had 10 birthdays because of leap year business and that. So everything that is man-made always has inconsistency. And Islam, when we study Quran, chapter 9, verse number 36, Allah speaks of our Islamic calendar. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahra. Fi kitab Allahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Minha arbaatun hurum. The day Allah Jalla Wala created this great, wonderful universe and creation, that day already Allah decreed that there will be 12 lunar months. From the 12 lunar months, 4 will be sacred months. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Salatun Mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram. And that is why the month starting now, Wednesday, Thursday, is a very Mubarak month, the month of Rajab. So Tuesday night, if you see the moon, you don't have to go for honeymoon when you see the moon. So then is one of the auspicious months, the 4 holy months, 4 sacred months, the month of Rajab. If the moon crescent is not sighted, then Wednesday night, Thursday coming, will be 1st of Rajab. You understand, brothers? Then it's 2 months left for Ramadan, Rajab, Shaaban. So our calendar started the day from time immemorial, the day Allah created this universe. So Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhi al-ummah, the one who was the mufti of this ummah, when the sun used to set, his face used to become somber. His students asked him, Ya Ustad, Ya Abdullah, why you get so worried? Listen to the answer if you understood the Arabic. Naqasa fihi ajali, my lifespan is shrinking. Walam yazid fihi amali, but my good deeds are not increasing. Be honest, we're 20, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old now. One day in our life did we think like this? One day. My life is getting shorter, decreasing, and my good deeds and righteous actions are not increasing. Just now they asked me a question on the radio, so I gave the statement of ulama. Anything you want to study in Islam, Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba, then our pious predecessors, awliyaullah, imams. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he went with the pious people. When he came back, they asked him, what you learn? He said, I learned 2 things. He said, what did you do? He said, every day give da'wat, every day. If you don't become, what your name was in, I forgot. Sharif. MashaAllah. Allah make us from the Shurafa, the Sharif. Good people, you see. So, MashaAllah, very good name. So, anyway, so he said, if we don't invite people towards Islam and all that to the truth, then we will be invited towards batil. If we don't invite to the truth, we will be invited towards the falsehood. And see today, in our own families, how many people are gone zigzag and gone here and there. You can explain to them, they got their own ideas. And second, he said, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, this time which Allah gave you, al-waqtu kasayf, he said. The time is like a sword. If you're not going to use that sword, those days was sword, now nowadays guns. If you're not going to use it against the enemy will use it against you. How many people today you see, they got killed, injured with their own gun? So use the time correctly, not for vices and sins. Then you have done well. And what we do? We kill our time. Where are our children today? We don't even know sometimes where they are. One is here, one is there, one is there. I was in Venezuela. Qissa to Hazim. What a story. Hazim's story is this. He passed away when he was 22, 23 years old. The Jamaats used to come. They're from Palestine, his whole family. And Jamaats used to come from India, Pakistan. He used to love it. From young age, 12, 13, he's busy. His parents say, these people, Hindi, Chindi, we Arabs, what you have to worry? He said, no, they don't like them. Anyway, Jamaat won't leave you. They got a hold of him. He say 3 days. He say Mustahid, Tayyar. He go 3 days. Parents are. Then 40 days, 40, I'm Tayyar. Parents got made an upset. 4 months, they say, finish now. We're not going to speak to you. He went, he don't worry. Hazim. Lo and behold, his father is telling me the story, Abdullah Hamid, there in Venezuela. So he was going to Masjid al-Aqsa. They have a Masjid al-Aqsa there. The area is called Valencia, if you go to Venezuela. He just got married and his wife was expecting. They're supposed to go for a nikah. He told his wife that after I come from the Masjid, I'll take you. Lo and behold, he goes and he meets up an accident and he passes away. 22, 23 years old, just married 2, 3 years, whatever. Now, one brother, London, one brother, yeah, New York, one brother, Paris. They don't even know the color of the musalla, you understand, in the masjid. All millionaires, private jets and what. They left Palestine, they hardly had anything. They reached there, Allah made them all millionaires. Now, the brother, Yeah, they all start flying in. Now they're telling me the story. Our brother. Everybody there. Venezuela, Valencia, 10 people come for janaza. It's a big crowd. A lot of people going to worry about. 2-3 people, the janaza finish, you bury the person. For hundreds of people came. So they crying. So the brothers, why are you crying? You see, Hazim, and he taught me how to give azan. Hazim taught me how to make huzu. Hazim taught me how to read salat. Hazim taught me surah Fatiha. Hazim went inside the Kaaba. Hazim came to South Africa. I never met him. Sorry, Hazim. So like that, everybody. So these brothers are saying, when we taught our youngster brother, he's gone tapsi, you know. He brought izzat to us, our family. Now everybody need a change. You look at them today, everyone looks like a Sheikhul Hadith and Sheikhul Islam. Big, big beard like mine, big, big turban, big, big jubba, kubba, all that, tip-top. Now the jets are flying to the istimas and all that. You see? That, what they did in South America, they changed the landscape of the whole continent, never mind country. Everywhere you went, I went Uruguay, Paraguay, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, yeah, there. Everywhere with their money, no all Mikchanda and collect, no. Our money. Everywhere they build madrasa. And the madrasa, only one condition they got. You must name the madrasa, madrasa to Hazim. So then I said, take me to the family. I will sit this side, she will sit this side. And you all must be there. I said, fine. So then I gave her words of encouragement. The baby was born, so they brought the baby, you know. So see, she lost her husband, but puri dunya ku chamka diya. That when they asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the celebrated student of Imam Shafi'i. Shafi'i left, he was born 150. 195 he went to Baghdad. 199 he left Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is there. Then he went to Cairo. 204 he passed away. Hijra. He asked Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, every day Shafi, Shafi, you saying, who is Shafi? He said, a Shafi'i ka shamsi lid dunya. You see sunrise? The sun comes, illuminates the world with its radiance and its glory and beauty. So he said, that is my Ustad al-Shafi. Hazim came and he liberated and he illuminated the whole South America. When I met the father, he couldn't stick it. He just helped me, he was crying. I'm not passing fatwa and all that. I'm telling you what happened. He took out his cell phone and told me, Hadha huwa Hazim. There's no one who was that status or profile or whatever you want to call. Said, see, this is my Hazim. So even I cried. You know? So one youngster, figure of deen, changed the whole. I went to all these countries. I say, where's Hazim's madrasa? I must go there. See? I went to his grave also. So subhanAllah, there in Valencia. So a cheap story it is. Not some fairy tale. I'm giving you a true story here. So me and you, we all are human beings. We all commit vices. We all commit sins. Nobody of us is an angel. And so forth. So now, we want to be successful. But Allah gave introduction, wal asri. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Verily, this human being is in failure. But Allah made us His masterpiece. He didn't make us for failure. So for success, four qualities. Illa al-ladhina amanu. We must have iman. We all got iman, alhamdulillah. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Always continue with the righteous deeds. So we hear Fajr time, Allah Qabool. Just now we did Ishraq. So very good. But the problem with that is for us, our individual. The message is for the Ummah. You see, Mufti Sahib Maulana, he read now. You're very sick. Now Haji Ahmad, he heard now. The person sent message. He said, my mother is so sick. She's got cancer stage 4. Mufti Sahib, please tell us, is my mother, what must we read? I said, if Ummi Jan, your Ummi Mubarak is in, not in coma, she's conscious, you can speak to her, then tell her to read what Imam Sahib read now, Surah 21, verse 83, Dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Anni, in the 17th Supara, Surah Anbiya, Surah 21, verse 83, Anni Masaniya Durru, this calamity, distress and disaster has afflicted me, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful, you show mercy, give me shifa. 17, 19 years plus minus, he was ill. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah gave him shifa, Allah gave him everything, double, double, double. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Surah 21, verse 87, you see, Suleiman Mota, I don't know all the people, we just use the example. So now you bought this property, that property, one property didn't work out, then you see the wadi beads come out. You know wadi beads? What is it, Sharif? What is wadi beads? Wadi beads. Where you get in? Malawi or China? Malawi. Malawi you get big ones. So the tasbih come out. So tasbih's name is wadi beads. You see, person don't read tasbih nowadays. But when things go a little bit zigzag, now the tasbih come out. You see. You got? We came here, Haji Ahmed and myself. So he knows what I know. I know nothing at all. He said, no, here is one nice musalla. Let's go there. So we went, three, one person is reading salat. Even I said, he must be a very pious person. Then story came out that husband, wife, lot of damal, lot of problem, bichara, he doesn't know what to do. He said, let me go read tahajjud salat. So that is human nature. When the problems come, then we cry, we beg. Problems go, we forget Fajr Salat also. Inna lillah. Quran says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرْ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ أَرِيثٍ. When calamity comes, he cries to Allah, long, long dua. Good things come, وَنَعَا بِجَانِبِي. He's gone far. I'll see you next time, Ya Allah. Tell the next problem come. Astaghfirullah. Oh human being, what is wrong with you? Allah loves us. But where is our loyalty to Allah? So Allah says, Ummat banana hai, watawasaw bil haq. Invite every day somebody to Islam. I grew up in an African township in Heidelberg. Anybody knows. So our house, our shop, front and the back is the house. Those days, 50s, 60s, the house didn't have toilet inside. It had outside, you know. So every time we go, that the toilet, we have to take the bottle. So the young person, he knew that I make a little bit of a joke with him. He worked for us 30, 35 years, John. I don't know if he embraced Islam, but he knew too much. He knew a lot about Islam, you know. So I used to teach him, my parents, my whoever, brothers. So one day, I'm going. So I got that bottle in my hand. You know? So I asked him, John, you know why I'm taking it? I said, of course I know. What answer he gave, Suleiman? That time was common, you know. He said that you coolies, they are called as coolies, you know. Indians, coolies. You coolies, you'll eat all this masala food with spice, and then you have to go and relieve yourself. So when it comes out from the back, maningilo chisa. You understand? Maningilo chisa. So then, everything is getting too hot there at the back. So you have to take the water and then bring down the temperature. Now whose fault is that, I want to ask you? He thought his own thing. But if we were true Muslims, shouldn't somebody in my family, our family, teach the guy what is istinja? Look at the beauty of Islam, the cleanliness of Islam. You just put toilet paper, no water, then what happens? Half your clothes get messed up also. Islam. Everything of Islam is the best. So that's why we have to share it with the rest. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ. Invite people towards the truth. But when you speak the truth, then people will never like you. Always they'll criticize you. You tell your wife your cooking is not right. You tell her why the house is like this. The damal will start. In Urdu they say, Meme Tutu. You know Meme Tutu? I say, you say, he say, she say, all these things. So rather just keep quiet in this career. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyida Fatima got married. So the master alayhi salam performed the nikah, told Sayyidina Ali, everything outside, you in charge. My beloved Ladli, Pyari, Sahibzadi, my beloved daughter, everything inside the house, you are in charge. So no encroachment. You do this, he'll do that. You do your department, Minister of External Foreign Affairs, you Minister of Interior. Then you're not going to be in one another's way. Understood? وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ Invite. But then a test of our sincerity, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ If we continue, keep on begging Allah, Ya Allah, we make mistakes, Ya Allah, we commit sins. We're the first one to confess and admit. But you give us hidayat, you give us courage, you give us... Only Allah can give, who can give? وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ So bring these four qualities, brothers. Then you will see. So I give this example and finish. Ramadan is coming just now. So one lady, I was in Newcastle for 20 years, so I used to give this example because it happened there. So one lady told me, Ramadan aave. So I decided to wear a scarf. So my neighbor, the lady, said, Oh, tamemi tablighi teya. She said, when I never wore a scarf, nobody made panchat, nobody said anything. Now when I decided, they tell me I'm a tablighi, I took the scarf, I put it away. Now that's the test of our sincerity. You understood? So you see, if you do for Allah's sake, you won't worry about people. He said, she said, uncle said, auntie said. You're doing for Allah, carry on. You're doing to please Nabis. But we want to please people, people will never be pleased. Remember that. So always ask Allah, Ya Allah, make me from the people, Amanu, wa amilu salihat, wa tawasu bil haq, wa tawasu bil sabr. That was the message Sahaba gave, and then they departed. So we read two rakat salat. You know Umrah, how expensive it is now. Ask your Suleiman, 80 grand, 100 grand, you go for Hajj, half million, you and your wife, if you take good package. So read every day two rakat now. 15-20 minutes after sunrise, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam guarantee is mentioned there in Tirmidhi Sharif, Umratun wa Hajjatun Tamma Tamma Tamma. Thrice the Master alayhi salam said, you will get the optimum, maximum reward of Umrah and Hajj every day you read, mashallah. So read two rakat salat every day with Allah's fadl, Allah's karam. And every day we're making Umrah and Hajj. You don't have to worry about MBS and MBDAS and everything. Just read here. If you made Umrah, Alhamdulillah. You made Hajj, Alhamdulillah. Worry about Aqsa now. So go to Aqsa. It's our first Qibla. So go there, take the money, see what the Jurtas are doing. So our stance must be non-compromising. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That's our message daily for the Jurtas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. On the Twitter, X, now and then I test it out. I say, let me send this message, let's see if they're going to block it. I see they don't block it. I write there something about the Jutlas and I write there in bold, capital. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Ameen. I want to see what the Jutlas say. They can show us what we have to worry about, the Jutla. You know Jutla. Muazzin, you know Jutla. Jutla, Jutli, Muzakkar, Muannas, masculine, feminine, Jew. You understand? You know Jew. Yahud. Yahud. Yeah. So in our language you say Jutla. What you must say? Jutla. Not Jumla. Jumla is sentence. Jutla. J-U-T. Yeah. To watch out here outside, you don't say Jutla, they'll send you back to Malawi there. Subhanallah, this one.